But I just wanted to share, I'm just really blessed. You know, God is at work. And I was just thinking, has anyone watched a film where there's a couple of men or a man walking through the desert? And he's had no water, no nothing, and he's stumbling through the desert. And all of a sudden he gets a mirage. And he sees this oasis of water and women and food. And he runs and dives in, only to dive into sand, you know? But see, like the enemy...
That's a movie?
that's been in lots of movies, yeah. Where they've been in the desert and there's a mirage, you know, and they think they've hit jackpot and they've just hit the sand. Well, the enemy, he likes to put these mirages up in front of us. And he wants us to get his image in our minds. And, you know, he knows full well as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if we start to believe all this junk, like Kim was saying about the Brexit and all the fear-mongering and stuff like that, we see all the stuff happening in USA, around the world. You know, he wants us to feed off that. And that breeds into people fear, into worry, into doubt. You know, I can remember reading a wonderful book called The Bible Tells Me So. And in there... the teacher talks about getting the image in mind, what you desire, what you want, give it proper exposure time, focus on it with God, and then take the picture. In other words, pray to God what your desire is. And God has put great desires in all of our hearts, like this desire for the passport, the desire to come to France. You know, you're going to be in France. And you don't even have to worry about things, but the enemy would like to put a mirage in front of you of why you are not going to get there. And when that starts to happen, because believe me, it will, you just know where it's coming from. And I will share, but I'm not going to go into great detail, but at the beginning of the month, I checked my bank and we had some little resources come in for us. And we was very thankful to God for that. And it helped us at that time. But then for the rest of the month, right up to the middle of the month, nothing. And I'm like, well, God, you know, I got to put on electric, we need to eat this week, you know, and you called me to do this, you know. I just responded to you and said yes, you know. But what I learned to find out when I really poured my heart out of God and got focused with it, I reminded of God that he called me, like, Father, you called me. And he didn't need reminding, I was kind of reminding myself. And God has been teaching me this last couple of months about just really ceasing from my own works and not to try and make things happen, not to get anxious about things, but just to simply rest in him. Well, all of a sudden, all this stuff started to show up and I was like, wow. And Kim was saying, see, I told you not to doubt. And I said, well, love, I said, but I believe the image, you know, like I did, I got kind of deceived to a certain degree, and I don't mind sharing because I think it's a great learning point. But God just really showed me, and he has always shown me, so I don't even know why I do doubt at times, that he's so faithful and he never lets us down. And you know, we don't know how he's going to do it, but let me tell you, God is going to do it. And whatever your need is, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, financial, material, relationship-wise, when we go to God with that image of mind and get that image of victory that we want to see, and then we start putting our voice to it, we start putting those great and precious promises, which are yes in Christ and amen in Christ. When we say what God says and not what we see, God was reminding me of my faith and confession seminar. Lawrence, didn't I tell you to say what you want, not what you see? And it's just that the adversary is a great illusionist. He's had years to perfect it, and he try and trick the best of us. He try and get us to doubt, try and get us to worry, try and get us to fear. But listen, there is no fear in love, and God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And, you know, we are our own prophets. What we say out of our mouth and what we're seeing in our hearts and what we're believing in our hearts will come to pass, negative or positive. We have to be careful with what we say. Proverbs says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we need a constant feeding and fellowship with the Heavenly Father. You know, God wants us to have a relationship with Him. Everything flows out of a relationship with Him, and everything from God is received by faith. God has made everything available in Christ and through Christ, through His accomplished works. And what brings it into manifestation in our own individual life is our faith, is our confidence and trust in God's ability to do and not our ability to do. And this is a great lesson to really learn, and we're always learning because we've known from the beginning about faith. We know about fear. We know about the enemy. But we need to keep strong. We need to gird up our loins every day. We need to, you know, just decide that you are not going to listen to the voice of the world, but we're going to listen to the voice of God. And when we are in prayer, when we are speaking in tongues, when we are meditating upon His wonderful truths from the Scriptures, then, you know, when we go to God, He wants to communicate with us. He wants us to get into that place. Well, not only are we praying to Him, but we're in a two-way conversation. It's not just a one-way conversation. God wants you to hear His voice. And God says, be still and know that I am God. See, God is powerful. He's with us. Listen, He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening in your life, where you are, where your walk is, where your heart is. He's the searcher of all hearts. And everything we do is all about heart. It all has to come from the heart. When we're serving, when we're giving, when we're blessing, when we're witnessing. Why do we preach the word? Are we doing it out of fear, or are we doing it out of love? Because we want to be those voices that's heard in this wilderness, just like John the Baptist. God wants you to move with Him and with His heart and with His desires. He's put the desires in your heart. And the only thing that ever stops anyone is fear. Fear is that false evidence appearing real, that mirage, like in a desert. Okay, and God is the fountains of what? Living water. He's a living, mighty God, and Jesus Christ is at His right-hand side. You know, when we minister the power of God to people, when we minister into the lives of other people, whether it's ministering healing or ministering His word by the Spirit of God in working in us, speaking those words directly to the heart, we're showing you that God is on the throne. You're showing people that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The power of God is God's calling card to the world that He loves them, that He can restore them, that He can heal them and deliver them. And so for me, you know, God has just been working in my heart about grace and faith. They go hand in hand, as well as love and faith go hand in hand. You know, these things need to be abounding in us, and our relationship with the Father, listening and doing those things that He puts in our heart. It says again, and we've heard this scripture many times, Romans 8:14, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jesus Christ was led by God. Jesus Christ always did the Father's will, and we can, because we got the Spirit of God in us. We got direct access to the Father. And God wants you to lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset you, so that you can run the race. If we're weighted down, we won't be able to run that race. We'd be running with a limp. It's like running with a backpack on your shoulder, on your back. And God wants you to really move, and He will accelerate you as you just focus on Him, as you get into relationship. Regardless of what's going on around you, what we see happening in other people's life, we need to minister by the Spirit of God and with His word in our heart, and really get in there and help people. And God has just done a few little things in my heart this week. I knew of a couple of believers that were you know, struggling a little bit, and God just put in my heart, go round and bless them with something. And I went round and blessed them, and they were just really touched. These little acts of kindness that God puts in your hearts to do for other people really does impact people's lives, especially those people that are in need. And there's many people that are sat in darkness and the shadow of death, and we're blessed because we got classes, we got fellowship together with one another, we got the Holy Scriptures, we know we're redeemed, we know that we're saved, we know that we're heaven bound, we know that we're victorious, and greater is He that's in us. And you know, we just need to bring that love that God has and his word and his power to this world around us, to the people in this world around us. I bumped into a believer this week. It's a believer's kid, actually. And I asked this believer's kid how they were doing. And their parents are not really doing nothing at the moment. And this kid, like, really won't believe in God. And I just had to remind them, you know, and just, you know, remind them what God had done in their life and what God had done in this particular kid's life. And this kid humbled really down. And I said, now you go and pray and you get with God, because he really wants to bless you. And it's the voices of the world and negativity that's come in that's tried to crowd out your faith with God. And so I just seen this need, and I had a compassion in my heart, because I thought, what if that was my kid? What if that was my son or my daughter? Can you see what I'm saying? So it's like God kind of reminds us, and he, you know, he loves us and he loves people, and he wants us to use that ministry of reconciliation. And, you know, it's great that we can help one another within the body, but our real job is to go stand speak. Our real job is to reach out to those that are sat in darkness, is to reach out to the people that are out there being deceived, left, right and center. And that,
amen.
You know, we just need to go and speak God's word with boldness. Listen to young Brendan Nally on the Facebook. He's got some great hearts about the areas and getting into places of influence. This is a young man on fire for God and doing something in his community. And we can change our communities if we just go to God, if we just get rid of the religious shackles that we've been burdened with of how we're supposed to do something, and allow God to work in you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You are free to do as God works in you. That's what you're free to do, as God works in you. God wants you to stand fast in that liberty where Christ has made you free. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. He is our Lord. He is the Lord. And we need to go and tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord. And at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord. And he's coming back. And that everything that has been made available to us is through what he done, through his obedience to the Father. The Father sent him. He listened to the Father. He didn't do his own will. He didn't set up his own classes or his own agenda, but he listened to God, and he went out and he healed the sick, raised the dead, cleansed the lepers. And that's what we can do. And I was reading in John. I just want to read this one scripture, and then I'm going to hand it over to Kelly, because I cannot wait to hear what this young lady is going to teach us tonight. I'm very excited. Been looking forward to this. If you go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, please. And listen to this. I was reading this the other day and it just kind of leapt out to me. John 14, 12, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. See, if you believe on what Jesus Christ done, you can do the same works that he done and greater. See, when just start going and ministering to people, seriously. When the doors open up and God shows you to minister, do it. Because something will happen, even if it doesn't happen immediately. That Spirit of God in you is transferable. When you lay hands on the sick, they shall absolutely recover. When you speak that word from God into someone's life, and you command devil spirits to get out, diseases to leave, bones to be reconstructed, legs to grow out, arms to grow out, they will. They will. If you believe it with your heart and you understand that you got the Spirit of the living God in you, you're mighty sons and daughters of God. But listen to what he says in verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. A lot of people are not getting their prayers answered. We need to get busy about doing the Father's business. We need to get busy about healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, doing the works of Jesus Christ and greater. Then, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to do it for you. And that just is like a promise there. it just stood out like a diamond to me. And you are God's wonderful, powerful sons and daughters of God. We need to think more highly of who we are in Christ than who we are in this world on the sense level. And when, you know, when we're walking in newness of life, we're walking from the place of the Spirit, not from a senses, not from an educational point of view, but from the direction of the Father, being led by His Spirit. If we're going to walk by the Spirit, we need to live in the Spirit. It's a daily thing. And yes, sometimes we're going to have tough days, but God will always cause you to triumph. God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but also with the temptation, make a way to escape, that you don't get tempted to freak out or give in or to give up. God is with you. And, you know, we need to see ourselves in the light of who God says we are and what we can do. And then we need to just get about doing it. As you begin, then you're going to start seeing people healed. Now, time is now that we need to start desiring to the Father for Him to open up doors on the streets and our communities, our cafeterias, our restaurants, our pubs, or if you like going to nightclubs, I don't, but if you do, if you go there, go and look to minister, go and look to witness, go and grow some legs out in the cafeteria, go and grow some arms out, go and restore some people's hearts, because you've got the authority, you've got God with you, you've got Christ in you, you can do all things through Christ which strengthen you. Shut up! Sorry, I was just talking to the dogs. And they shut up. They know, they know the master's voice. So my encouragement to you today, whatever's going on, is just a mirage. It's a mirage to get you to focus on that problem or that situation or that circumstances. You just need to take those things to God and say, Father, I'm giving this to you. I know this is a smoke screen from the enemy. I know it is an illusion to get me to doubt, but I trust in you. Say it out of your mouth. I trust in you. I trust that you are going to deliver, that you're going to make a way where there seems no way, that you're going to make the rivers to run in the desert and a way in the wilderness. And let's get some boldness, because we got it. We got the Holy Spirit in us, man. We got the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is our Lord, our commander in chief, directing His church. And God is the head of all, and the head of Christ. So we just need to know who we are. That's who we are. Sons and daughters of God. Ready to move. I can do believers. And that's what we are. And it's God that's working in you. Both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So that's what's really in my heart. Because I've seen the last couple of weeks all these lying symptoms. Like a pain in the bum or a pain in the arm or a pain in the head. And it tries to get you to think that there's something wrong with you, that you need to go to the doctors and check it out. Well, do a checkup from the neck up first. Hold on a minute. What is this? That's a lying symptom. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. As soon as you recognize it, the enemy flees. God wants you to shine in light. And when you shine as those lights, you'll see the darkness disappear. And you know what? When I started to pray to God to tell, show me, Father, show me who I can trust and who I can't trust within the body of Christ, because we do have enemies. He shows you. He really shows you who you to be wise around, when to keep your mouth shut, when to open it. And so we just need to go before God and let Him do the work. And that's why you'll see less and less teachings that I've been putting up. Usually I was banging out two teachings a week, wasn't I? But I want it to be God-led. I don't want it to be a Lawrence thing. A Lawrence mindset, because I know the scriptures well, because I do know the scriptures well, and I can answer lots of questions too for people with Hebrew or Greek or whatever, because I've been taught by some very good people. But the point is, I don't want that head knowledge. I want it to be heart. I want it to be inspired of God. And that's, when we get it to that point, then we're going to see the things happen, because God will cause it to happen. And this is what blesses me about this fellowship. Because this is a God-led fellowship, God-inspired fellowship. This is God's fellowship. This is not my fellowship or Kim's. It's God's fellowship. We just got the privilege to open it up and to be a part and join with you. Anyway, I better shut up now. So I really am excited to listen to Kelly. And so thank you for everyone for your sharing. We're going to listen to Kelly. If Scott comes down in the meantime, he can share after Kelly. and then we'll have prayer and manifestation. So, bless your hearts. Everyone there?
We're all here.
Praise Jesus. It was just my screensaver changing in the background. I thought it went off. Okay, let me just stop this and I'll introduce...